or especially if there's a turn and with the possible of the storm surge and flooding. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Yeah, I'm doing good. So what's new? Anything going on?
No, I haven't been busy all weekend.
Okay.
No.
I guess start from the beginning. A glimpse of the life of a mayor and what goes on behind the scenes when all of a sudden we realize, on Thursday, we've got a hurricane to deal with this weekend.
Yeah. And I think that's the part that most people don't realize. You know, we started meeting about this as a staff, on Thursday, Friday, having those meetings, actually brought staff in on Saturday. We had a whole leadership team meeting on Saturday, not knowing what those storms are going to do because, you know, as we've all been through a lot of these, we know a lot of times when they hit the shoreline, they kind of take that turn to the right. Mm-hmm. So you always want to be prepared. You know, mm-hmm. we were caught a little off guard with Sally.
Oh, yeah.
So wanted to make sure we were prepared. So, you know, for us, it's things like making sure we have emergency radios charged and making sure we have our communications team in place, making sure we have mutual aid crews on standby for electric if we need that, making sure we can feed them and do their laundry and have hotel rooms and, again, make sure we can feed our staff. So there's a lot that goes into preparing for these storms. You know, one thing that I keep hearing in New Orleans is that communications are down. You know, one thing that people don't think about is how you're going to communicate, like with Montgomery, if you needed to get something from, like, Electric Cities, more mutual aid crews. So, you know, we've gone as far as look at satellite radios and those kind of things to make sure we can communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a whole lot that goes into preparing for these storms that people just don't realize behind the scenes.
And then you wound up, at least some of your staff are also working with the Baldwin County Emergency Management Agency on a concerted joint effort that includes more than just Fairhope, right?
That's correct. We always have somebody typically who will stay over at EMA if they activate. We have somebody who stays over there who can relay to them if we need specific resources or, what's going on in Fairhope so they can report that out. Matter of fact, we have Jessica right now is on a call with EMA because we've had those at usually 11 and 6 the past 2 days. And then information in between, you know, talking back and forth, just making sure that everybody has what they need. So a lot of it's been on EMA calls with everybody from around the county, elected officials, hospitals, you know, whatever it might be.
So the decision was made to close city facilities and to close the pier.
Correct. Yes.
And what's the status of that now? That will remain through today?
That will remain through today. We might go ahead and open the pier back up. One reason why we closed that down yesterday at dark was because we had we cut the power and the water to the pier because you don't want to get the infiltrations into the water. When last time we lost our utilities, so
you actually advised all residents to do that.
Correct.
Yeah.
If you have water on your piers, on piers or boat mm-hmm. docks or whatever, but because you couldn't see when you're out on the pier at dark was one reason why we went ahead and blocked that hill. The other thing is, you know, during Sally, we had, you know, the water was coming up over the south end and, you know, up over the pier and the marina, and you still have people who are just sightseers who want to get out there, and it's really right. not safe for them to be mm-hmm. there. So it's really for the safety of our citizens and those mm-hmm. folks who just can't use good judgment that we have to do that.
They got to go look, got to go see.
Got to go
do.
See it.
They
got
do.
It, yeah. They
love
do. It's history.
Thrill.
We're to be a part of it.
And they can't just look from the car. They have mm-hmm. to get out there and stand on the edge of the bulkhead
right.
that's already compromised
well,
to look at the water.
Speaking yeah. of rubbernecking, I wanted to go down and look at the American Legion and the waterfront along or bluff area in Fairhope this morning, but I didn't. What's happening with the surge there now?
Everything really looks good, Lori, to be honest. We have about 6 to 10 inches, you know, above the marina right now. But other than that, everything looks really good. The south end looks good. That's held up. We probably do have a little of beach erosion from what I've heard down towards maybe Magnolia Beach and mm-hmm. Orange Street, but because that pier was underwater. But and we'll have to assess those piers to make sure there's no significant damage. But it looks like we fared fairly well.
Thank goodness. And what I understood was danger of high tide this morning and then even again tomorrow because
correct.
With the 3 to 5 foot storm surge predicted, it could have we seen that surge?
We have seen one surge, I believe, and I think they said we would go through 3 high tide cycles before we
okay.
actually, you know, actually kind of things kind of level out for us. So I'm sure we'll see more. We have another heavy round of storms too coming in probably around lunchtime today that we're kind of watching some of those feeder bands that there's a lot of red in them. So we want everybody just to still be, you know, be careful, be diligent, and just keep an eye on the weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of us. I know if anyone that has an option not to get out, please don't. you know, if you have an option, right. just to stay just home, to listen to the
it's
radio.
A good, it's a good
watch
movie
TV.
Day. Good
it
movie
is,
day.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is. What else do we need to know that goes on behind the scenes? Or you need? Oh, no garbage. None of that
right.
going on. Right.
Garbage and sanitation is not running. Most people know that we start that route at 1 o'clock in the morning. So you know, it just was not safe to put folks on the road, and really not knowing what the storm was going to do is one of the reasons why we closed today. We kept hearing that overnight there was going to be, you know, a lot of rainfall, a lot of wind, which we did see, and just was not sure of what the conditions of the road would be this morning was the main reason that we closed.
Mark and I were wondering off air, I don't really recall the day after something that didn't hit us, such precaution. Is it because of the width and strength of the storm and the way the bands continue to affect us?
That's correct. And what we kept hearing from EMA and from everybody was overnight is when we were going to see the worst of the storm. You know, that's when we might see our power outages and when you might have...
Last night,
debris down. So not knowing what those road conditions were going to be, I think that's the same thing with the county, the school system. As you know, their buses can't run if there's over a certain mile per hour wind. And you also, you know, people are in areas like Fish River or some areas where that could be flooded.
Right.
So not knowing road conditions is one of the main factors that you have to look at.
Out of an abundance of caution, right. because it's your job, everyone, you know, the city, to provide for our public safety. So.
Absolutely. And we have, we do have some crews in. We have all of our utility crews are in. We have some public works folks in. We have people answering the phones, you know, if people were to need the city mm-hmm. for any reason. So, but, you know, they're just really out assessing damage. We've had very little to in the utilities. We had a couple power blinks, which are usually just typically a tree limb down on a line or something. Mm-hmm. So nothing major. There and we've had, you know, some lift station issues, maybe with one lift station due to some flooding, and other than that, that's really all we've had going on. I mean, it's really been, we have been so fortunate and so blessed.
Yes, I was yes. going to say that is very fortunate for
yes,
us. So
it is, and like I said, I just hate it for those people in Louisiana. I mean, we've all been there. We know what they're going through, and our hearts just go out to them. I mean, the recovery and the devastation.
Yeah, especially after Sally, I have a whole new appreciation.
Absolutely,
for that.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah,
but thank
I
goodness.
I never want to go through that.
At least the levees held that bit. What I forget how many billions of dollars
right. yes.
that the New Orleans invested.
Spent.
And so that massive flooding did not occur, thank goodness.
And one of the things that's helped them out this time as opposed to last time is they moved a lot of their utilities underground.
Correct.
And I understand that we're actually doing part of that as well.
Well, typically when new subdivisions are built or anything, all the power has to be underground. The older areas of town is typically where you're going to see most of the aerial mm-hmm. Power. Those are areas that are, you know, heavily covered in trees. So those do present a challenge. But to put power underground is very expensive. And something you really have to weigh the cost factor on. But the other thing is, a lot of times, too, when you have power underground, it's harder to find those outages versus just aerial. So sometimes if you do have power underground, you're out a little bit longer than you would be if you had aerial, because you can actually see where you have a problem versus it being underground when mm-hmm. you have to just kind of find it.
We're speaking with Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan here today on WABF and Swap Shop due to Hurricane Ida, now a tropical storm. So there was an emergency council meeting called for, was that Friday afternoon or
Friday
Saturday?
Friday afternoon.
Was
at 4.
That to declare the state of emergency?
Friday afternoon.
And tell us about that.
It was to declare a state of emergency. Now, there are certain things that you have to do just from a procedural standpoint. You know, when you declare a state of emergency, there are certain powers, certain contracts you can execute because there is a state of emergency. Typically, Fairhope will wait till the state declares a state of emergency before we do, and that's what we did. The governor declared at 2 o'clock that afternoon, and mm-hmm. then we held our meeting at 4. And a lot of that's, too, for FEMA reimbursement and those kind of things. You want to make sure you do that out of precaution.
Right. Okay. If you don't do that first and something does happen, then you might not get the federal reimbursement for
correct.
A lot of it.
Right.
Et cetera.
Right.
Okay. What else do we need to know? Sherry, we do appreciate your time for sure.
You know, I think I just would ask people again, like you said, Lori, please stay off the roads right now. We do know we're anticipating another round of feeder bands to come through around lunchtime. That does look to be a pretty powerful band. So just everybody stay diligent, keep watching the weather. And if you don't have to get out, please don't get out. The roads are really wet. There is some debris down, not too much, but some debris down that you want to be careful of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, signs have blown over. So if you're near a construction area, please watch because some of the signs have blown over. Want to make sure that people are paying attention to when they're driving, And again, hopefully we'll open that Pier Hill back up, you know, this afternoon sometime, and let okay. folks go down there and sightsee.
And that's closed at the moment as a safety precaution, a public safety precaution.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I know you're so busy. We know you're busy, yeah.
No, thank y'all. I appreciate y'all being here.
And it's early in the season, too. So
it is. But it's been a busy one. So
yes,
it's been busy so far. So I'm hoping maybe this will be it for us. Fingers crossed.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Fingers crossed.
Thank you so much, Mary Sherry Sullivan, joining us today to just check in and give us an update on what's happening with our fair city. 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open, and we'll be right back.
Lying beside you here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, adrift.